The stock list is depending on Catherine Whitty. That's Whitty. 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 Catherine is Catherine. Catherine. Date of birth is 11/19/1952. Date of visit is 6/24/22. This is a consultation from Dr. Stephen Giorgiami. That is, Stephen is S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Giorgiami is G-I-O-R. G-I-A-M-I. D-O. Next, next paragraph. Chief complaint is, shortness of breath and wheezing. Next paragraph is for the dullness. This is a 69-year-old female who was admitted to Advent Hospital in Daytona Beach with expressive aphasia. Also had some chest pains and was investigated extensively for possible stroke. And also for possible pulmonary embolus. The patient does have a history for hypolipidemia, obstructive sleep apnea, chronic kidney disease, and atherosclerosis. And has been treated for hypertension. She is overweight and has had DVT and pulmonary emboli. Following treatment, the patient was discharged in a satisfactory condition, but has been off oxygen and presently comes in for shortness of breath and history for pulmonary emboli. Denies chest pains, fevers, chills, night sweats, or significant cough. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history for DVT, history for hypertension, and history for pulmonary embolism and hypolipidemia. Next paragraph. The allergies The patient is allergic to Actifed. Can you also add in the past surgical history includes cataract repair and colonoscopy? Okay, next. Okay, next paragraph. Habits of patient. Has no history of smoking, no alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents died at an elderly age. Mother was 108. Father was 95. Next paragraph. Review of systems, the patient has fatigue, no weight loss, denies cataracts or glaucoma, no hoarseness or nosebleeds, she has flank pains and dysuria, and she has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea or constipation, no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. And no palpitations. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has some arthritis and she denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. Next paragraph. Meds at present included atorvastatin 40 milligrams a day, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril. Daily HCTZ 25 milligrams daily, losartan 25 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Oh, can you add in the allergies to tramadol and Actifed? Okay, next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white females, no acute distress, there was no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse is 84, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2. Weight is 145, saturation 99. HED anomphalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. And there are a few wheezes anteriorly with scattered basal crackles. Heart. Heart sounds are irregular, S1, S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen, soft, protuberant, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. Mild edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor defects. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1. TIA. And number 2, hypertension. Number 3, history of pulmonary embolism and DVT. And number 4 is expressive aphasia. Next plan, the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest. She will use albuterol inhaler 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Advised to continue with the other mentioned medications above. Advised coming for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Yeah. Let's see. Copy for Dr. Stephen Giorgiami. G-I-O-R-G-I-A-M-I-D-O. Lord Jiyami Dio. Thank you.